This is Amber for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers podcast, and we are here with a fellow ASA during ICRS week, Pamela Christian. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Amber. I'm really glad to be here.
I am so amazed about some of our ASA sisters and what they are doing in ministry, and you gave a great presentation about elevator pitches and knowing who you are and being able to communicate that quickly. How did you kind of learn to hone that?
I think that all of us need to get very succinct and take as little time as possible to say who we are, to make that self-introduction. But really, it's the same application for anything we might pitch. Mm-hmm. If we're pitching a book proposal to an agent or to a publisher, or if we're pitching something else, really anything that we need to try to get someone else to be interested in. Yeah. And so basically, we want to make sure that we have three things in place, or one of three things. Whatever it is that you're offering, whether it's your writing, whether it's a product, you need to make sure that you solve a problem, meet a goal, or help a person achieve a dream. And if one or more of those things are in place, then you've got something viable. And if you don't have that, or if it's perceived that you don't have that, then you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out how you can explain your product or service in such a way that somebody says, I need that.
Now, Pamela, you have huge one sheets of your book's projects. Can you give me an example of how you would explain to someone who you are and what you do and not go into two sheets long of material?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm known as the faith doctor, and that's simply because I help people in matters of faith. It's something that's very misunderstood and something that everybody needs. And unless our faith is based on truth, we can be deceived and not know it.
That is awesome. I think you were doing the 15 seconds. You may have done 5 seconds.
Yeah, I think it was less.
Now, I really want to give you a little bit of time to talk about your book projects, your new book projects coming out. So this is exciting. Why don't you tell me about those?
Thank you so much. I got angry one time. I was reading an article by ABC News talking about Americans are tolerant of different faiths. And I expected that I would read that we don't have a problem with Muslims being in our country or Buddhists or any other religious faith being in our country. But what I learned is that Americans are taking tenets of different faiths and mixing and matching them and creating a faith of their own. Islam and Christianity is called Chrislam. Buddhism and Judaism is Buju. And it just incensed me because I know enough about the different religions that we cannot blend them. All roads do not lead to heaven. As much as people want that to be true, it's not. And so in a very righteous way, I got upset and very compassionately concerned about how many people are deceived. So I set out, I didn't mean to write a book, not even one, but I knew as I was writing the first one that it would end up to be a series. So it's called Faith to Live By. And the first book is about essential faith. It's called Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. The second book in the series is about effective faith or demonstrated faith, and it's called Renew Your Hope, Remedy for Personal Breakthroughs. And the third book, I hope to get published by next year, and if you're following, you'll see I've got kind of a pattern here, faith, hope, and love.
Uh-huh. Now, Pamela, how can, I know these books are so important, not only for people to be reading, but for people to be teaching on these topics. How can we effectively, as Christian women leaders, be engaging these kind of topics in our small groups or church setting?
I think it's very important because what I've learned from many people who've written reviews, having read the first book especially, is there, even as Christians, they have discovered that there were a lot of things about Christianity that they didn't understand. And by reading the first book, they were able to have a better grasp of their own faith, their own Christian faith, which meant that they were more confident in sharing their faith. And then by way of input from readers, I have also created a study guide that can be used individually or as a group setting. So there is a study guide available with the Examine Your Faith book.
Now, tell our listeners where they can connect with you, where they can connect with these books.
I love connecting with my readers and listeners and anyone that will give me an opportunity to show my compassion and answer any questions they may have. I have my own website. It's PamelaChristianMinistries.com. PamelaChristianMinistries.com. And if they want to learn more about me, I do have my presence is on Amazon. So my books are available through Amazon. They're also available through my website.
Thank you, Pamela, for spending time with us today. We love our ASA sisters and the amazing thing that they're doing in the world. As always, you can learn about what Pamela is doing and our other topics for empowering Christian women leaders on leadinghearts.com. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.